Hey there! Welcome to another new episode of my podcast titled The Truth for Youth. My name is Bintu St. Jean, your host, and today we have ourselves another interesting topic indeed. Today's episode, we are going to be talking about none other. Are you high value? What is a high value person? What makes a person of high value? Is it the looks? Is it the money? Ching ching. Or is it the intelligence? Indeed. Or is it all of the above? Well, we'll dive in and find out on this episode titled, Are You High Value? You don't want to miss this. Stick around. Everyone is searching for the one. And by everyone, that's including me. And I'm pretty sure that we all have some sort of frame or picture of what that one should look like. And by that, I mean that we all have this perfect image, this perfect cutout of what the perfect person is for us. For some women, he has to be tall. He has to be handsome. He has to have money. He has to have swag, confidence, and a charming smile. I didn't do too bad, right, ladies? And for the men, she has to be short, smart, cheerful, bubbly, and most importantly, beautiful. Drop dead gorgeous. Cameras, angles, red carpets, no filters, please. Perfect. I'm just joking. And these are just the general parameters in which we measure the standard by which we want to be with someone. It is our desire to want someone of a high value. I mean, we all believe we deserve the best. But many times the measuring stick we use to measure the perfect one, we don't measure back at ourselves. But before we even get into that, let's talk about it. A higher value person. What does that look like? Well, first, let's talk about society. What do women consider a high value man? Most women, if we had to be honest, want men who are rich. And they settle for men who are not. If a woman decides to marry a man who is not rich, it is only because he has other things going on for himself, and we'll get into that later. But if a rich guy approaches a woman, she's going to hop on board. It doesn't matter if he does not share the same values as her. In most cases, it doesn't matter even if they're 30 or 40 or if there is a 20-year or 30-year age gap. In her eyes, what makes him valuable is the money. She sees security. Oftentimes, this is how a woman values a man, is in how secure she feels in her relationship with him emotionally, and as I mentioned, financially. There's an article, guys. It's called Rich Women Like Rich Men and Rich Men Like Slender Women. And in this article, it was mentioned that a study was conducted by a survey of 28,000 heterosexual men and women aged between 18 and 75. Conducted by researchers at Chapman University in Orange, California. What they did was an online questionnaire, and what they find was quite the surprise, I must tell you. Are you ready for it? Okay. Here's what they found. 46% of women, compared to 24% of men, felt that it was necessary for their partner to make at least the same amount of money they did. And 61% of women, compared to 33% of men, preferred their partner to have a successful career? Well, in plainer terms, successful women want successful men. Successful men want beautiful women. Women who are so beautiful, they'll have you suicidal when they say it's over. And that's why society puts so much pressure on women, that they buy into the pressure by emphasizing their value on beauty, especially our youth. Now, let's put this into practical daily life, right? A corporate, sophisticated, Chanel-wearing, Prada purse woman will not date a man that works at Walmart. Sorry, Steve. She ain't doing that. No, she don't want no scrub. Whereas a man that works at a Fortune 500 company, Goldman Sachs, prefers a beautiful, petite young lady that may work at Amazon. You see, women and men value each other differently. And this is something that I've just really started to learn. That their priorities are not necessarily the same. A man wants to come home to a house that is cleaned and meal that is cooked. A woman wants a hard-working and a money-making man to come home. And also in the article, it mentions that men are 4 times more likely than women to negotiate pay and raises because they understand that their ability to provide for their dates and provide in general makes them valuable in the dating market. It's not as superficial as we think, because we are both naturally wired this way. Men and women are mentally wired differently. So you can kind of see why nowadays women who are successful, who have an education and who have a high paying income, are having difficulties finding a man who makes the same amount and is just as successful, because those men are looking elsewhere. Now, ladies, listen to me carefully. Men don't care how much money you make or how many degrees you own. In the end, what they want is submission. That is how they value you. You've all heard, I'm sure, of the social media influencer, Kevin Samuels. Now, the social media influencer that loves to hold women accountable. You see, a man wants a woman that makes him feel like a man. You see, a woman feels valuable when a man chooses her. But a man feels valuable when a woman lets him choose. As men, we want to make the decisions, of course, not at the expense of your inputs and clever ideas and genius suggestions. We just want to lead. And this is natural for a man to want to lead, and it's also natural for a woman to want to be led. But I must also say, and add to this, I would be remiss if I didn't say this, is that also, too, we must keep in mind that women are not just going to submit to a man because he's a man. Women are only going to submit to a man who has a plan. And that's only right. And this brings me to my next point, is what makes a man of high value? Now, I came across another article on the website titled TheRealMenStyle.com, doing a little bit of research of mine, trying to find what makes a man of high value. And lo and behold, I came across this website, and the title of their article struck me because it says, how to become a high value man. This is gold. This is what I was looking for. Here it is, guys. An article that tells us how we can become men of high value. And honestly, for myself, I was shocked to find what I found on there. Are you ready?
All right. In this article, this is out the traits that makes a man of high value. Listen closely, my brothers. Listen closely. The first trait is not money. It's not being rich. The first trait of a man of high value, according to this article, is purpose. Become a man of purpose. And I could not agree any more than this, because I am a huge advocate for purpose, especially when it comes to the young people. The biggest mistake a man can make in his life is not having a clear direction. A high-value man sets high goals and standards for himself. Do you know what's worse than not having money? Is not having purpose. Women are not going to submit to you because you have a male genital. You need a vision. You need a dream. You need a plan. You need to have some sort of map or mental GPS of where you want to be from the next 5 to 6 months or 5 to 6 years or 5 to 6, whatever the case is. You just need to have a plan in which you see yourself at another position other than where you are right now. Because a man with no vision for himself is a man who will have no vision for his family. And having a vision shows that you value yourself and your life enough to dare to dream. Every successful man had a plan. That goes for athletes, entrepreneurs, and men with highly successful careers. Doesn't matter where you are right now in your life. Plan to be somewhere further. There's always room for improvement. I came across a quote the other day, and it says, "Today's a beautiful day to go after your dreams. Write down your goals. Have a vision for yourself." Research says that 80% of people who are successful, I also believe that it's 90%, write their goals down. See it. Envision it. Put it somewhere. Put it on your wall. Put it on your computer, your notes, your laptop. Put it in your pocket. I don't know. Put it on your mind that this is what you want to accomplish. My definition of mediocrity is when a person stops setting goals and is content with their current situation. Now, are you ready for the second trait of what makes a high-value man? All right, now here's the second trait, and it only gets hotter. The second trait is resilience. A high-value man demonstrates resilience. Resilience is brilliance. I love this quote from Robert Kennedy. "Only those who dare to fail greatly will achieve greatly." As a man, you have to take risks and embrace failure. Do you know what people are afraid of more than death? That's rejection and failure. A man who demonstrates resilience is someone who is trustworthy and who can be counted on when things don't go as smooth. Life is filled with disappointments, delays, detours, and mishaps, and things constantly going wrong. And without resilience, it will be very difficult for you as a man to navigate in life, much less also navigating or helping someone navigate, such as your partner or your wife or your family and children, through it. Failure is the recipe of success. My sister was listening to a social media influencer on Instagram one time. She was doing a live, and I don't know her name, but she said something in that interview that startled me. She was talking about women and men right? And what women are looking for men, or what she should look for in a relationship, and red flags that she should try, that women should try to avoid when being in a relationship with a man. And here's one of the red flags that she mentioned. She mentioned something very interesting. It startled me, I must say. And I thought it was worth me mentioning this on this podcast episode. She said she can deal with her man losing his job and getting knocked down from his feet. As she said, we all have our rainy days and we all get knocked down sometimes, you know? And she says, well, if I'm going to be with him while, you know, the wheels are on, well, I guess I'll also be with him when the wheels are falling. You know, she's a ride or die. And, you know, I get that. She's a real one for that. But she mentioned something else. She said, but she can't deal with the man who loses his job and does nothing about it. If you lose your job, my guys, are you just going to sit around and play Call of Duty, NBA 2K, and Madden? Eat Pop-Tarts and Hot Pockets until the sun set? Get off the couch. Open the laptop. Roll up your sleeves. And get the moving. Now, I must say, from experience, there's no worse feeling than not having a job. Nothing really strikes at the core of a man's self-esteem or a man's self-security than not having the ability to provide, especially for himself. You see, around the end of 2019 to mid-2020, I would say March of 2020, was probably one of the hardest and trying and challenging times of my life as a man. Because I literally went almost 6 months without a job. I have never felt so useless and such a burden to my family and friends. It's a position I would never be comfortable with, and it's not something that, as a man, you really grow to adapt to. In 2019 alone, I got fired more than five times and switched more than five jobs. And from 2017 to 2020, I couldn't hold a job for more than 6 months. But I never gave up. Every morning and day, I signed job applications. I didn't care what the qualifications was. I remember applying for salary jobs, six-figure jobs, Fortune 500 companies, CFO and secretary positions, requiring 10 years of experience, licenses, bachelor's, certificates, and mind you, I don't even have a college degree. And must I add that I had a retail background? But I kept waking up believing there was something better out there. I believed I deserved better. And now I'm working for one of the most successful insurance brokerage firm in the nation and making the most money I've ever made in my work career. I'm not rich, but I'm definitely in a better position than I was a year ago. And I always tell myself this. I don't care how hard life gets. I ain't going down without a fight. And I wouldn't be a man if I did. You see, a high-value man fights for what he wants. He fights for what he believes, and he fights for what he desires. That fire called resilience should never be quenched, but fueled by trials, failures, delays, or circumstances. You see, happiness is not given. It is earned. Happiness is not a circumstance. It's an attitude. It's a mindset. No one is going to give you a good life. You have to go out there and get it. A high-value man is a go-getter. And that's what makes him resilient. Now let's move on to our third trait. The third trait is communication. A high-value man is a man who can communicate appropriately. My brothers, pick up a dictionary. Read some books. Write something. It is unattractive and unappealing to text like a sixth grader and talk like a high schooler. I mean, we're all grown adults. Make an effort. Women love men who can communicate. They want to know what is on your mind. But you have to be able to communicate to them in order to let them know. You can't always be angry or use swearing and cuss words when someone disagrees with you. Learn to articulate your words and your thoughts. You know, till this day, I still have all my Diana Hacker writing grammar books from college. And every now and then, I tap into it and see what I could learn or some things that I can improve on. You see, you can improve. Every day is an opportunity to improve. Facebook does this thing called memories, right? Where they bring back old posts you made years ago. And I was amazed at some of the memories and posts that I made in the past. Because when I remember, I looked at one post and my grammar was so horrible. It was so cringy. I misspelled a lot of words and I definitely broke a lot of grammar rules. And now that I think about it, it was no wonder no one liked or shared it. But of course now, I write blogs, I'm doing podcasting, constantly writing posts. And since then, my writing and communication skills began to improve. Even my blogs, some of my earlier blog posts were full of grammatical errors. But as I kept going, as I kept writing, as I kept blogging, as I kept posting, I kept getting better. Get better. Just because you're not in school doesn't mean your self-education should stop. As a man, you should be able to confidently communicate your plans, your visions, your goals, because it shows you value your thoughts and that you value them enough to articulate them into words and inspire others with them. You know, one of the highest traits of a leader is not necessarily, you know, the position he holds. It's not necessarily the respect that he commands. It's not the authority. It's not the dictatorship that he has. It's not how wide his, you know, and his chest is and broad his shoulders are. It's his ability to communicate. Because communication allows you to connect with people. It allows you to connect with others in a way that makes them feel that you are valuable, but also that they are valuable. And this is why communication is one of the highest traits of a high-value man. Which brings me to my fourth trait, fostering healthy relationships. I cannot stress enough the importance of having a healthy relationship. I'll start off with this story. Charles Barkley is one of the most accomplished basketball players in NBA history. He's a Hall of Famer, Olympic gold medalist, numerous NBA All-Stars, but one thing about Barkley that stands out most in his career is that he never won an NBA championship. And Michael Jordan, whom we all know, who won 6, one time rubbed it in Barkley's face and told Barkley, he has no rings. Aha, you have no rings. But Barkley's response was real clever to Jordan's remarks. He said, well, I don't have Scottie Pippen as my teammate. And this was so clever because if you watch Michael Jordan, his career, well, Michael Jordan was really out of my era, but nonetheless, I know of him and I've watched his documentary, The Last Dance, and Barkley was right. Much of Jordan's success was due to his teammate, Scottie Pippen, who was the Robin to Jordan's Batman. You see, a high-value man have high-value relationships. Most people who are successful surround themselves with people who are more successful and more intelligent. You cannot be a high-value man on your own, because that's the only way that you will be able to grow and better yourself. Much of your success as a man depends on your success in your relationships. Cut off the toxicity. Beware of friends that are using you. Unfortunately, you cannot share your dreams and goals with everyone, even if they're called your friends. Sometimes you have to move in silence to make some noise. Find a mentor, a leader in your community you can trust who can help guide you and mold you. I used to watch award shows, you know, the BET award shows, the MTV award shows, the hip hop award shows, and all of these other movie award shows, the Oscars, the Emmys, the ESPYs, you name it. I remember watching it with my family, with my sisters, grabbing popcorn, and, you know, when the award shows would come on, we would get so excited. And there was one thing that I could remember watching these shows and that always really stuck out to me, right? Is that no one ever got on stage or accepted an award just by thanking themselves. They always mentioned someone, even if it was just God. You see, there are people God will put in your life to bring your visions and dreams to life. You can't do this alone. If your dream is big enough to change the world, then it is going to take the world to make them come true. Get connected. Attend social networking events. Follow like-minded people on social media. Flock where the bird gets the early worms. Because when you're able to foster relationships that brings value into your life, you yourself become a person of high value. And then also as well, you also begin to sharpen other people as well. As I mentioned before, like-minded people hang out with each other. They speak with each other. They communicate with each other. And they collaborate with each other. And that's how most dreams, if not all, envisions come true. And if you want to be a man of high value, you have to have high value relationships. And then, which brings us to the last trait, is consistency. There's only one way to get better. And that's by keep on doing what you're doing. A high value man is also a man of principles. Let all of your actions, plans, visions, and goals be consistent with all of your values, beliefs, and moral convictions. The most powerful men in the world are not bribed by power. A man who will sell his soul for money, woman, and fame is not high value, because nothing is more valuable than a man's soul. Jesus was a man of high value. Everything he did was consistent with his vision, goals, and mission. Jesus did not have the money. He didn't have all the worldly accolades. He wasn't driving a Benz, but he was a man of principle. And everything he did was consistent. And even he himself says, beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things he possesseth. Your character and ethical beliefs is more valuable than anything this world has to offer. Because a man of high value adds value to the lives of others. And what we must understand is that men of high value aren't necessarily men who have all this money, who has all this respect, and who walk around with their heads high, and who's able to, you know, have all of these concubines and comrades under his command. A man of value is a man with morals, a man with principles, a man with vision and dreams that can move the world, that can move a room, that can move a generation. You know, when I think of a man of high value, I'm not thinking of Jeff Bezos, you know what I'm saying? I'm not thinking of Mark Zuckerberg. I'm not thinking of Bill Gates. And yes, these men have done great things. They have made trailblazing inventions. They have done awesome and wonderful things that not every normal person or any ordinary person can necessarily do. But when I think of a high-value man, I think of Martin Luther King, who till this day, even after his passing, his dream is still affecting lives. His dream is still adding values to the lives. Who till this day we still quote and whom we will never forget. When I think of a high-value man, I think of Nelson Mandela. I think of Malcolm X, a guy who was in prison and who grew up in the foster care system and who came out and made himself a person of high value, of moral standards, a person who had a vision for his community that went beyond just being a part of everyday America, but who had a vision for his people that one day they would be self-sustaining, that they would be intelligent enough to know that the standard of life is not necessarily measured by the American flag, but that we are all humans and that we can all achieve and deserve the command and respect of not just civil rights, but also the right of being a human. When I think of a high value man, I think of Gandhi. Because here's the thing. What good is it for you to have all the money, all the accolades, all the achievements, all of this things that the world now calls what makes you great or high value, and no one benefits from it? No life is impacted by it. For myself, I want to be a person who is able, even after I pass away, to affect people's life, to add value to someone's life. Because that's what a high value man is. A man who adds value to his community, to his church, and most importantly, to his family. And ladies, I did not forget about you. Now it comes down to the woman as well, too. Now, what makes a high value woman? Now, I too came across another article that goes over the traits that makes a woman of high value. Now, there were 11 traits on the article, but I'm only going to go over two because I believe it's foundational and it strikes at the core and the essence of what makes a woman of high value. All right? Now, this article I found was on a website called regain.us. And of course, I will share these articles that I've gone through and that I've used for this podcast episode. I will share the link and I'll be able to share it with you. That way you can have access and you can go over these articles yourselves and these traits yourselves and come to your own conclusion and broaden your perspective as to what makes a person of high value. Now, this doesn't necessarily encapsulate all the traits, of course, but nonetheless, I believe that these traits are foundational. Now, let's see some of the traits, well, at least the two that we're going to go over, that makes a woman of high value. Guess what the first trait is? It's not beauty, and it's not anything relating to measuring size. The first trait of a high value woman is that number one, she knows her worth. Know your worth. I always said that if granted, God willing, I become a father, the first thing I'm going to teach my son is discipline. And the first thing I'm going to teach my daughter is value, how to value herself. There was an article that was released in 2014 that stated that Americans, mostly women, spent $12 billion in 2013 on plastic surgery. Now, that is the largest amount since the recession in 2008. Women had more than 10.3 million cosmetic procedures, making up 90.6% of the total and 271% jump from 1997. And here are the top five procedures for women. Are you ready for it? The first one was breast augmentation, liposuction, tummy tuck, breast lift, and eyelid surgery. Whoa, this in itself is a crisis. This is a result of Hollywood and magazines and society's sexual promiscuous perspective of what a high-value woman is. Ladies, listen closely here, please. Your value is not based on your waist size, your curves, your body. Your value goes beyond beauty. You too have a purpose. You know, anything that is hard to find and that is rare to find is valuable. As a man, if I wanted to find a beautiful woman, all I have to do is go to Walmart, go to Ross, go to Burlington, go to the mall, heck, even Google and search for beautiful woman, and I guarantee you there will be thousands and thousands of results of women that will show up on my feed. All I have to do is go on Instagram, go on Facebook, and type in all of these traits of what makes a woman beautiful, and there she is. Beautiful women are everywhere. But you know what is hard to find? A virtuous woman. A woman who knows her worth and who values herself beyond society's measuring stick. A woman of high value highly values herself. She doesn't need a man to validate her value. She doesn't need society. She doesn't need Hollywood. She doesn't need all of these other things. She don't need all of the outside and external views to validate her essence of what makes her a woman of high value. You see, posting half-naked pictures of yourself on social media, doing all of these silhouette challenges and showcasing your body to the world shows that you don't know your value. Which brings me to the next trait. Trait number two of what makes a woman of high value. A woman of high value loves and respects herself. Respect yourself. Cover your body. Men will treat you the way they see you. It's because you dress that way. Every post that you post on your social media page says nothing about you being a wife material. Now, let me give you this honest reality, and trust me, I've been around men long enough to tell you this, ladies. A man will either see you as a wife material or an object. Unfortunately, that's just the way their minds are wired. There's no in between. My young women, you don't have to rely on sex to feel loved and validated. You're already loved. You're already chosen. A woman of high value would not rely on men and relationships to make her feel valuable. And I also must add, your age is not your value. Turning 30 or turning 40 or whatever the case is not the end of your womanhood. Trust God. Trust His vision for your life. Last time I checked, the virtuous woman was in Proverbs 31, not 21. Learn how to manage the home, not just cooking, not just cleaning, but being emotionally, physically, and spiritually present in your household. Be compassionate. Learn to be intelligently submissive. Because there is a time to submit, and there's a time to lead as a woman as well. Don't just submit to a guy because he has all of these monies and all of these accolades. Don't just submit to a man because he's speaking all of this ghetto Shakespeare at you. Don't just submit to a man because he's cute, because he has J's, because he has all of these followers, because he's fly. Don't just submit to a man because he's swimming, he got waves, and all the girls want him. And while he can have all the girls, oh my God, he chose me. No. Submit to a man that will add value to your life. Submit to a man who has a plan that's not just for himself, but a plan that came from God. Submit to a man who will submit himself to God. Submit to a man who is a man of high value, a man of high character, a man of high moral principles and standards, a man who will bring you and your family to the throne of God. Submit to a man who would submit to anything that God would tell him to submit to. Because let me tell you something, there is nothing more regretting, nothing more regretful, and nothing more dreadful than submitting to a man who has nothing going on for himself. Submitting to a man who just sees your body as a piece of meat. Submitting to a man who just sees you as an object. Submitting to a man who just wants to use you. You see, women, let me clarify that. Women, you guys want to spend the rest of your life with a man. But a man just wants to spend the rest of the night with you. Stay away from those men. Focus on school. Focus on your purpose. Focus on your hobbies. Focus on musical instruments. Focus on arts and crafts. Focus on sewing. Focus on building a business. Focus on becoming an entrepreneur. There's nothing wrong with these things. Know your value. And I must also say that a man's role should not be your measuring stick. Now. Okay. Now let's bring things into focus here. Okay. Right. There's nothing wrong with having a career. There's nothing wrong with working a high paying job. There's nothing wrong with making high income. There's nothing wrong with getting your degrees and climbing the corporate ladder and achieving all of these great things and accolades. But don't ever compare your individual success as a woman with your maternal success as that of a role of a mother. Because the role of a mother and a wife is not necessarily a downplay on what a woman can do. It's not necessarily something in which we as society limit a woman's ability to do. We all know that a woman can work a very high-paying job. We all know that women are capable of doing, and succeeding in life. That's a given, right? But the role of a mother and a wife is a separate role, a special office that only a woman can hold. Now, I cannot deny that the raising of a child is the greatest contribution a woman can give to the world. Because that's a role that no man can take. And if we had to be honest, with so many men not being present in their child's life, especially in the Black community, we definitely see the value in the role of what a woman can do when she is a mother and she is taking care of her child and she is imparting those same principles, imparting those values that makes her a woman of value and passing them down to her daughters and to her son. We see that society is literally hanging on the threshold and literally hanging on the cliff of womanhood, of their parenting, because unfortunately there are more women parenting than there are more men. And this is the only thing that is keeping society, as we know it, afloat. So don't ever compare your role with that of a man. Don't feel that because, you're a mother or because you're a wife and you're at home taking care of your child that you're missing out. Because the truth is, all of us came from a mother. All of us came from a home. And depending on how we were raised in that home, depending on how our mothers treated us, depending on how our mother parented us, will really determine the true success of society as a whole. You know, that brings us down to our last trait. And This trait, I believe, is one that is for both men and women. And this last trait is last and definitely not least. But that is having a relationship with God. A high-value person, man or woman, values their relationship with their Creator. Because who can make you more valuable than the person who created you and who put value in you? God knows your heart. God knows your mind. And where do we get our visions and dreams from? The same place we get our talents and gifts from. God. When you see someone who can blow away the stage, or who can rock the mic, or someone who is very prolific with their words, or someone who is able to do and achieve great things, and we see their talents, we don't say it's a man-given talent. We say it's a God-given talent. Value is God-given. God gives value. God gives you the morals. He gives you the principle. God gives you the convictions. God gives you the ability to be a person of high value. Because in the end, if you have God, what is more valuable than God? Well, that brings us to the end of our podcasting episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I pray that you can take something back home with you, and that you will be able to better yourself and improve yourself. Thank you, and we'll hear from you guys next time on my next podcast episode, whenever that releases. Nonetheless, stay true, my youths, and be blessed. Goodbye. Thank you.